Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Good morning to you, and welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. I'm here at Augusta National Golf Club in the media room, and Bill Fields joins me. Bill has been covering the Masters for 39 years. He sits a few rows in front of me here in the media center. He's writing for Masters.com. He's been doing that since 2015, and Bill won the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement Award a few years ago. Welcome to Talking Golf, Bill.
Thanks, Ann. Pleasure to be with you.
It's so great to see you again this year. And wow, next year you'll be covering your 40th Masters, and you get your own parking spot for that one.
Hashtag elderly.
I love it. And you'll get some other recognitions, well-deserved for sure. But what has it meant to you, Bill, being here so many years covering the Masters?
Well, it's been fun. It's certainly, when you come here for the first time, as I did in 1985, actually, as a photographer, my first 10 Masters, I shot the tournament, and then I've reported on it ever since. So it's been quite a ride and a fun one to be here and experience it every year.
Well, what are your thoughts about this year?
Well, you know, coming into this, Scottie Scheffler surely had as much attention as about anybody has in recent years, given his recent form. And you know, he hasn't disappointed. He's had his ups and downs, but he made the birdie on the last hole last night, and he goes in today with a one-shot lead. So really, it's what a lot of people expected to be the case.
You know, he leads practically in every statistical category, and he just has this uncanny ability to stay in the moment, right? This tunnel vision. He was talking about staying patient, sticking to his process, and I asked him if, you know, you're born with that ability, or does that come with experience? And he said it was a little bit of both, but what do you think makes him so good?
Well, he's been winning for a very long time, even though he's only in his 20s. I mean, he dominated the Dallas area junior golf scene as a little kid. I mean, winning, you know, over 100 tournaments. He's known how to win. He's had a teacher his whole golfing life named Randy Smith, he's not a technical guy. He's obviously let Scotty continue with that dramatic right foot movement, which is his and his alone, and it works for him. And he stays in his own world. He's obviously benefited from the counsel of Ted Scott, who's actually going for his fourth Masters victory. He won twice with Bubba Watson, and then he was alongside Scotty 2 years ago. So he's got it all going on, and we'll see if he can handle it today. He's had 10 previous 54-hole leads or co-leads on the tour. He's won four of them, so he's not invincible, but he's certainly in peak form, and would have to be the favorite going into today's final round.
And I thought he was quite open, more than usual, at his press conference, Bill, earlier in the week. He said, I've been given a platform. He talked a lot about his faith, and he really got choked up talking about it.
He is a man of faith, as he characterizes himself. He talked about it 2 years ago after winning, and the emotional chat he had with his wife Meredith as they kind of tried to kill the hours before leaving their rental home and coming to Augusta National for the final round. And somebody noted yesterday in a question to him that he appeared to sort of be looking down at his shoes or the ground at times yesterday, and he said, hey, I didn't really realize it, but I'm just trying to, you know, keep my thoughts. And you know, you win as much as he has already and contend as much as he has, and you know, he's doing something right.
Well, Colin Morikawa is only one shot behind Scottie Scheffler at 6-under. And, Colin, he won the PGA Championship in 2020, the Open Championship in 2021. Do you think it might be his time to win another major title, his first Masters?
Well, in contrast to Scheffler, Morikawa has not had a great season. Only one top 10, I believe, and that was in the season-opening event in Maui in January. So he's been searching, and he admitted yesterday he's really been searching since early in 2022 with trying to find a swing key or two that works and gets that iron play back to the glorious levels it was at when he won those two majors in 20 and 21. And he said earlier this week on a Monday, he and his caddy JJ, they found something, and it's given him some confidence that he's lacked all season. And that combined with a putter switch after the first round, and you know, he started off yesterday's round with three straight birdies, and then he parred the back nine every hole, and that was very uncommon yesterday because there was a lot of volatility.
Are you surprised to see Max Homa right in this, only two shots back? This could be a huge breakthrough for him.
It could be. He's got six wins on the PGA Tour, but he hasn't done much in majors. He did have a pretty good, nice Ryder Cup last year in Italy, even though the Americans were beaten pretty convincingly by the Europeans. I think that probably helped. He got more experience, you know, under the heat. Yeah, I was really struck by, and this is no revelation, he's been on social media. He's been a great talker to reporters in his career. You know, it took him a while to get out here from the mini tours and the developmental tours, but some of his descriptions, you know, his dad is an acting coach, and some of his descriptions are almost cinematic in the way he talks about what he's feeling and what he's seeing. He did that when about describing his experiences being in the same grouping with Tiger Woods over the first 2 days. Interesting guy, and I think he would be a very popular winner if he were to pull it off today.
Oh, he's so humble and such a class act. It would be great to see Max Homa win. I don't know if he'll be able to do it, but that's why they play, right? And another interesting figure, Bill, Bryson DeChambeau. This guy continually intrigues me. He's four shots back. I've always liked his individualism, the fact that he co-designed his own set of irons that were just approved by the USGA this past Monday is just incredible.
Some of the way he talks about golf, and this is going back to his amateur days, it sounds like a physics textbook, but you know, he vows he's trying to simplify things some currently, but yet, as you say, he's got these new irons that were just approved by the USGA earlier this week. And yesterday he was all over the place. He was, you know, he was well right at the 15th green and two. He ended up chunking in the water, making a double bogey. It was very costly. But then he holes out from the fairway with a wedge for birdie on 18 to, you know, give himself a little momentum, make dinner taste a little better. You know, some ways polarizing character, but a ton of talent. What he did at Wingfoot in 2020 when that COVID era U.S. Open was played that fall, I mean, it was nobody expected anyone to bludgeon Wingfoot, one of, you know, the world's toughest courses. And he took that by the neck and won it. And very impressive. So he's a little far back, but And the winner of the Masters has come out of the final pairing every year except one since 2014. And that's kind of says that, hey, Scheffler and Morikawa today are in the driver's seat.
Wow, DeChambeau, I have to say, when he picked up that directional sign on the 14th fairway to move it by himself, I mean, that just plays into his whole mythic character, and he's so entertaining to me.
He is. That was a, you know, Paul Bunyan moment there. But, you know, he can't afford to spray the ball like that today, I don't think. He's got to have a little more control.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And he talked about after the first round, I believe, how he had played safely to one hole. His caddy, Greg Bodine, had tried to convince him, hey, just play 20 feet away from the hole here and then make the putt. And he tends to always want to shoot at flags, and he didn't do it. He played 20 feet. He made the putt. So he needs to do more of that today. But he's going to have to charge. He's a handful of shots back.
We're talking to Bill Fields, who's writing for Masters.com this week, his 39th Masters. And, Bill, after Tiger made that record 24th straight cut, he struggled yesterday. In fact, struggle is an understatement. He 10 over 82, his highest round ever in the Masters. It'll be interesting to see if he plays next year. What do you think?
We don't know. I think, more and more that 2019 Masters victory, his fifth here, was, it really was a storybook thing. He, of course, had not had the car crash where he severely injured his leg, but, he had come back from the spinal fusion. But I think you just get the sense that, while the leg is obviously, the leg and the foot are a huge problem, it's the back is also a problem. And I would be surprised if he's able to put together a sterling 72 holes that he did so often during his prime. He's an old 48, his body is, and obviously very, very nice performance to gut it out on Friday and make a lot of pars, save a lot of pars to make that cut record. But yesterday was not pretty for him.
No, it has to be tremendously disappointing. So it'll be interesting to see, how his body handles today, right? He tees off in about an hour or so. Rory McIlroy, not playing up to his talent and best form, far from it. Any thoughts on why this may be the case? Do you think that maybe there's too much pressure on him? He's putting too much pressure on himself with trying to capture a career Grand Slam?
Well, I guess first off, Only a handful of people have won the career Grand Slam, five people, and to become another person to join that, Tom Watson wasn't able to do it as good a player as he was. He lacked the PGA. Arnold Palmer lacked the PGA. Phil Mickelson lacks the U.S. Open. Jordan Spieth lacks the PGA. It's a hard thing to do, and Rory's very talented, but you know, he's in his mid-30s now, or approaching his mid-30s, and you know, he's tried not playing before the Masters. He did play last week in San Antonio. We'll see. I mean, I think the longer it goes, the harder it will be to achieve it, but he certainly is capable of achieving it.
All right, I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about the golf course. I thought Fred Ridley, the Augusta National Chairman's press conference earlier this week, Bill, was just fascinating. He said that adding distance here has always been standard operation. He said for 70 years, the Masters was played at just over 6,900 yards. The course is measuring 7,550 yards for this Masters. And he did say he does not want the Masters to play at 8,000 yards. Can you imagine? I can't even, you know, that number, 8,000 yards. But he said it's likely to happen in the not-too-distant future under current standards. What do you think?
Well, the distance the ball travels has been a hot topic in golf for a long time now, and the USGA and RRA did announce late last year that, you know, they've got a rollback in mind to start in January of 2028 for elite players and 2 years later for everybody else. In my opinion, it's a modest proposal. They, you know, likely only 10 yards or so for elite players. I mean, that's really only a small dent in what these players are doing now, not only with the ball, but with the light shafts. And, you know, to give them credit, with the training and with the stuff they're figuring out and how to swing the club faster. I don't think anybody is, even those of us who are sort of for a rollback or against advancements in techniques or anything, but at a certain point, there's got to be some sanity. And I just, you know, Major League Baseball did not allow aluminum bats to be used when they were invented or came on the scene in the late 60s, early 70s. I think that's a good parallel. And, you know, tennis has controlled the ball and even the racket over the years. And I think things were allowed to get a little bit out of hand, not necessarily for those of us that play recreationally, but those of us those players that play at the elite level. I'm glad I got to experience the Masters when it was only 6,900 yards or so and the tees weren't jacked back, you know, awkwardly, just to make the holes play as challenging as they once did. Obviously, things are still very challenging here, especially when you get some wind. But my view would be that, you know, people in, and I've written this in columns and other people have, you know, you want technology to advance as far as it can when it's, you know, it's car safety or medicine. But a sport, a game, you know, if a game was played a certain way under certain rules for a long time and it was pretty popular, you know, why let it morph into something else?
Right. Well, this is a topic we could spend a whole show on. I know that the USGA proposed a golf ball rule change that would reduce distance, but that would not come into effect until about, what, 2028.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that works and if, you know, Augusta National has to do anything in addition to that.
I think what Friday's heavy winds proved is that the wind, even with as far as players hit the ball, the wind still is a variable that the players can't control, and it causes them, you know, judgment problems, and it brings some of the nuances of a course back into play. And I think that was enjoyable for a lot of us to see.
All right, last topic here, Bill Fields. We can't go away without talking about this, right? Unfortunately, but there's been really not too much talk this week about any kind of potential agreement between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, but the word unification has been uttered here and there, so that the top players would meet more than just the four major championships. What are your thoughts about it? And I don't know. Again, this could be a whole segment, but just to finish up your segment, just want to get your opinion on that whole issue.
I don't have the crystal ball to say how it is going to play out, but there needs to be some resolution. I don't know what that'll be. I think, you know, the PIF, the Saudi Arabian involvement in sports and golf specifically, it has been a big disruptor, to use the word that has been popular in recent times. I think the PGA Tour could have chosen a different path from the beginning to let alternate tours, you know, have a have a place at the table, play part of the schedule in the fall or whatever. But, you know, they chose to sort of take them on head on. And, you know, it's led to a lot of conflict, bitterness. It is nice to see all the players here. We've got one of them, DeChambeau, who left for LIV, who's in the mix in contention. Other players, Kepka, Rahm, they're really not really close to the lead coming into the final round. I think of a LIV player, you know, LIV player in Brooks Koepka won the PGA last year, and the LIV obviously touts that. I mean, but, you know, he's playing for himself there. He's not playing for LIV. I think he kind of said that at the time. But, you know, the money has become such a prominent point of conversation. I think it's turned some people off. I think here this week, even though the purse has been raised, it's a huge purse, $3.6 million to the winner. I think people don't think about money when they watch the Masters. They enjoy the competition and the course, and hopefully we'll have a good final round today.
Absolutely. The performances are what counts, and that's what we want to focus on. Who are you picking? I'll put you on the spot.
Hard to go against Scheffler. I think he prevails.
Thank you so much, Bill. Always a pleasure. Continued success.
Thank you,
Ann. With your golf career.
Enjoy chatting with you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up, Austin Rhodes, famed talk show host here in Augusta, Georgia, for the past 31 years, and a native Augustan. Austin has been coming to the Masters for 54 years and grew up literally across the street from Augusta National. We'll talk to Austin Rhodes when we come back.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.